Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
It's game time.
Spillin' tea and talkin' sports. You're listening to the Game Day Tea Podcast with your host,
say my name,
D. Gill.
Woo, chow. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Game Day Tea Podcast. I am your host, D. Gill. I love doing this podcast for you. And this year, in 2023, we are going to have some fun together talking about a variety of sports-related and sometimes non-sports-related topics. But today, before we get started, before you listen to anything else I have to say, please go search on your favorite Apple or on your favorite Spotify podcasts, wherever you like to listen to my voice. Please listen to all the other episodes from last year. You will not regret it. And also on socials, The Game Day T, my personal Instagram and Twitter, DGILTMDLTM. You can find me there, interact with me there. Now, Wu Chow is correct because I need to address something. And that is the woke sports fans and then the woke crowd that also comes with it as well. But like the first two woke sports fans. So we all have heard the Damar Hamlin story over a million times. If you haven't, where have you been? He went into cardiac arrest on the field. He's a Buffalo Bills player. And he survived. You know, they had to do CPR. But now we have so many people saying, well, the conspiracy theorists, I'm going to put it like that. I'm not going to name any organization. I'm just going to say conspiracy theorists are out there saying, is he? No, he really died on the field and the NFL is trying to cover it up. Well, why hasn't he posted pictures? Oh, look at the way his eye looks. It's just all this different stuff. Like, oh, he had oxygen on this picture. And it's just like, it's so much nowadays. I don't know where our country, where our world society has went, where something happens and we automatically, cool, question it, that's your right, but we automatically think it's some conspiracy behind it, like, oh, this organization is really devil worshippers, or they're really trying to take over the world, or it's just like, it's so much stupidness out there, and it's just like, it's so crazy. Like, so, and the reason I'm bringing this up, because it just bothers me, like, you know, people are having these medical conditions happening around the world, and what are we saying, or what are they saying? Oh, it's because of the COVID vaccines. Okay, maybe we were not just covering, you know, people having heart-related issues out there as much as we are now, since everybody wants to be a conspiracy theorist about it. I mean, myocarditis has been around for years. Enlarged hearts with athletes has been known for years. People have been passing out on courts and fields for years. Heat stroke related incidents for years. I'm in the sports related field. You know, I'm in the healthcare field. We've known about this. But yet the woke people out there who are just now hearing about this since apparently the vaccines came out are just like saying, oh no, it's the vaccines. I'm only off that. Anyways, it's really just disheartening to see people treat this serious stuff like this and just think it's other motives. Like, he was, they showed Damar Hamlin in at the Buffalo Bills game the other day, and he was up there. They showed him a Jumbotron. He was waving his hands, and he made, like, a hand signal and, like, his signature little heart-shaped thing with, you know how you make a heart with your hands, people with two hands, your two hands together, you make a heart. People were saying, oh, that's the Illuminati symbol, and that's the 3 sixes that he's throwing up. And it's just like, my gosh, y'all, give it a darn break. Like, he is alive. He is walking around. You know, he had a little kid with him. It's just like, gosh. And shout out to DeMarco. He's playing this so good. He's like feeding onto the hype. I don't blame him. Use it to make money for you. Yeah, they want to think you aren't dead. Keep playing with him. So he's been like covering his face in recent photos and not really showing his face. And people are like, see, he's not showing his face. The NFL just made the lookalike because they don't want people to know that somebody died on the field. That's a bad image. Whoo, child. Same thing that happened, you know, and shout out to my University of Georgia football Bulldogs. UGA won back-to-back national championships. And if you don't know, in Athens, Georgia, they had the parade, celebration parade, like 2 weekends ago. And early Sunday, word broke out that a player and the support staff got in a car accident. Well, multiple players and multiple support staff members got in a car accident to die. And rest in peace, Devin Willock, and rest in peace, Chandler LaCroix. She was a recruiting specialist there down in Athens. And it's really sad. And, you know, we were doing okay. Everybody was being respectful. The conspiracy theories didn't come out yet. But then, lo and behold, a news report from a news agency, they're not even worth bringing their name up, posted an article about, oh, well, they were spotted at the strip club and they got surveillance cameras. And it's just like, here comes the woke people now. See, now this is happening. They want to cover this up. University of Georgia is covering this up because they don't want this to get out, because they don't want to seem incompetent, that the Georgia can't control their staff members. And what was she doing with the players anyways at a strip club? And she's a support staffer and yada yada, like totally being disrespectful to the loved ones and the family members that love these people. It is so ridiculous how woke sports has come now. I mean, it's been politics, we've all known that, but it's like slowly creeping into the sports arena, and I don't like it. Okay, I don't like it. Leave my athletes alone. Y'all be woke somewhere else. Y'all be woke somewhere else. Let these people, like, every single time something happens, you don't have to go full, I'm not gonna name no names, you don't have to go full conspiracy theorist, okay? You don't. Just let it happen, let the facts play out. If somebody's dead, believe they're dead. If somebody's alive, believe they're alive. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's simple. Like, do your own research, whatever, but like, people get on Twitter and they spread this misinformation, and more people, you know, see it, and that's how we end up with the situation we are in America today. Based off of lies and fallacies and made up stuff. Yes, there's a little bit of truth to everything in life, right? But when it comes to sports and sports related topics, just let it be, y'all. Anyways, this year, I want to make sure that everybody listening to my voice has a very, very good new year. May it be a very prosperous one. May the fruits of your labor be great. Let everything you do, let everybody you impact, let it be a good year, okay? As always, I want to say be true, be you, and be fierce. I cannot wait to show you what I have in store for the year 2023. Take care, everyone.
Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
There are a lot of people fighting to make the world more just today, but a lot of work remains. That's why Macy's Inc. has doubled down on their commitment to create positive societal change through Mission Everyone, an enterprise-wide social purpose platform. Mission Everyone dedicates $5 billion of the company's spend through 2025, directed towards the partners, products, people, and programs that help create a more equitable and sustainable future. To learn more about how Macy's Inc. is supporting a brighter future with bold representation for all, check out macys.com/purpose.